This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie, and my guest today is a very talented, powerful, and interesting woman. Her name is Nenea Kelly, and I'm very happy to talk to her today. Hi, Nenea, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and I'm very happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
Oh, I'm very excited to be on this show. Thanks for having me.
Of course, it's my pleasure. So can you tell me what's new and what are you working on right now?
I've just released a cover version of My Funny Valentine. And we do have a remix of that version coming out soon with a music video. So excited about that. It's a mixture of jazz, Afrobeat, dance. I think you like it.
Of course, and My Funny Valentine, it was made for a great cause. So can you tell me what was your inspiration for this song?
Yeah, it was for a great cause. My inspiration of recording that track, well, I've always had a passion for charity, especially charity for children. And having been around the world, I'm an American, lived in the UK and Britain for 20 odd years. I went to high school in Africa, in Nigeria precisely. So just being across the world, I've seen a lot of suffering, especially in Africa, in regards to health. There's poverty everywhere. And health also is an issue everywhere, but most so in Africa. So I'm very keen on building something for children's health.
That sounds truly amazing. And can you tell me, how did the making process go?
The making of the song was, like, if you listen to the words, My Funny Valentine, it was really inspired by these beautiful children, and yet they don't really have a face. They don't really have a voice. You know, babies die for no reason at all in Africa, just because of poor health care. And where there is healthcare, but because don't get me wrong, they have excellent, top of the grade hospital equipment and medical equipment.
Yeah.
But I think it's just about the use of them, and do we have the right people to use them?
Yeah.
And are the right people around to use them? Because a lot of them get pulled on to other countries to provide healthcare. So my making of this music was really about these beautiful children, and they don't have a voice, they don't have a face, and how can we help them? How can we educate them to even help themselves?
Yes, and music has always been your biggest passion, but you're also a charity worker, a mother, and a businesswoman. So how do you manage your everyday busy life?
Oh yes, charity worker, mother, businesswoman. Well, I'm not even sure which one came first. I think it's probably the businesswoman came first. And so, as you know, I do IT, I do HR, I work for the big guns, I've worked for the big fours, big banks. So I am a career woman, very good at what I do. However, I've got a soft side of me. As I mentioned before, the charity is my passion, my love.
Yeah.
And what actually came out of that was the birth of my kids. So being a mother, we got married, wanted to have children immediately, and it took 8 years to have my son, which I'm really thankful to God for that, because some people, you know, keep going on and then give up. I never gave up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I had faith, I held on to it, and I had my son who's 15 years old now. And 4 years ago on Sunday, so the 3rd of April, I had my daughter. So we've got 11 years gap between my son and my daughter, who was another little miracle. So so that intertwined with my love for children and my passion to really, you know, try my best, hold on to my faith and have those children. And then it's actually, I don't want to let go. I just want to keep having more children. So taking care of other people's children, their health and whatnot. And so, so for me, all the three are connected, being a charity worker, being a mother and a businesswoman that gives me the income to move and do what I like to do in my charity work.
Yes, and about your music, you also had some musical education. So can you tell me more about it and your beginnings as an artist?
So my biggest passion is my music. It is my music. Upon everything else, it is music. And yes, I did start, actually I started singing when I was about 7. I think it was about 7 years old in Michigan, in Detroit, Michigan. I went to my primary school in Michigan, and it was over Christmas time, and actually one of the teachers was saying, oh, that we all need to audition for God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, which is my first release that I brought out last December with my son.
Yeah.
And she said we all had to sing it. So everybody sang and sing solo, and I sang it, and she was in awe of my voice.
Wow.
She looked at me and could not believe that I had a voice like that. I think it was quite soft and in tune and whatnot.
Yeah.
But never gave me the opportunity. Never gave me the opportunity. And you could see it. I was so young, but I could see that she loved listening to my voice, but she didn't want to give me the opportunity. And I'm not quite sure why. I have some things in my mind that I think it was, but it never happened. And I was in Michigan. I was in Detroit next to Motown. And then I started singing in St. Paul's Cathedral Choir as a child, and the girls' choir, and the organist loved my voice. I started with very operatic learnings. And then when I got into university, with the encouragement of my dad, I started music. And I did music, voice, opera, mezzo-soprano for 2 years. And then got stage frights, got put down from critics because I was singing in Italian and French and Spanish. And I'll be told, oh, you're singing in Italian, but your voice sounds Spanish. You can't get through that way. You can't sing that way. So stage fright, that kind of criticism just threw me off. I thought, oh, I'll never have a chance. I threw the towel in, changed my degree, and did human resources management, and graduated with that.
Well, too bad for them. But what matters is that didn't stop you. You even released a song with your son called Last Christmas. So can you tell me more about this single?
So yeah, so just like I mentioned, I think it was the rejection that I just mentioned when I was young, and I sang and sang beautifully, and they knew I sang beautifully.
Yeah.
And I was turned down for God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And then actually, I think it was, I've already started recording. I wrote my own music. I have a lot of music coming out this year. But last year, I got another sort of indirect rejection on singing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And I thought to myself, I've got to the stage in my life, I don't need anybody's approval to sing a song I so desire to sing and get it out there to the world. So I did it. And my son, who is more of a classical person, he plays the tuba, he sings, he plays the sax. I got him, said, what can you do? Can you rap? Can you rap for me? And he wrote this little rap to it. And then we sang it, and we released it 5 days before Christmas. So we are going to do a re-release this year. We released it 5 days before Christmas, and it got a lot of hits and got us a lot of streams, because it's a classic. Everybody knows God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, but we sang it in an Afrobeat version, so you can dance to it and whatnot. So yeah, that was my Christmas release.
And what's next for the upcoming months? What are your plans?
Several things. So we're hoping to get the remix of My Funny Valentine and the music video out. We have another song we've been working on last year that I wrote, which is like the cover of my album, because all these songs were part of the album, called You and You, specifically for children, giving them that uplift, that sort of encouragement. Go out there, be healthy, do the right things for yourself to attain what you want to attain. And then we've got another song called Angel that's coming out as well. That's going to be recorded in the studio in May. And we've got another song that I'm coming out with called Thinking of You, which is inspired by just my romance and romantic thinking. Obviously I'm happily married and everything, so the love that consumes me with my family, so that's coming out. And then a few other songs that we're having under our sleeves that are going to come out this year, between this year and next year.
And are you maybe planning any duets or collabs in the future?
Yeah, I hope to do some collabs in the future. I mean, right now I'm doing stuff with my son, but he's going off to college. He's still in high school, so he's going to finish off his high school. But I do have collabs I'd love to do. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing a collab with Yemi Alade, who's a fantastic singer. I love her whole presence. I wouldn't mind doing a collab with Lionel Richie, completely different spectrum. With Lionel Richie, I love his music, because I'm a bit of a R&B romantic person as well, jazzy. If I could find Sade Adu, I'd love to do something with her as well. So I'm talking big names here. And lots, a lot of the Afrobeat guys like Wizkid and David Doe, you know, these are people that inspire me, very young, but they inspire me, and love to do stuff with them.
All right, Nanaya, now I have a few really, really random questions for you. So are you ready?
I am so ready.
All right, but before that, we are taking a very, very short commercial break.
This season is brought to you by Malade Studios, experts in custom lyric video production. Need lyric video? Try before you buy. Malade Studio.
Okay, guys, we're back. And my first random question for Nanaya is, what's the most bizarre or random thing you carried in your bag?
I don't really have anything in my bag. Or my backpack. I'll say that's bizarre. I think I just love life. And I'm always, people say to me, what's the next project now? They always say that to me, like, you're always doing something. We used to have a wedding company in London. We had a shop in London where we were doing the whole wedding coordination. We had our own bridal line, menswear. And on top of that, we were still working our day job. So we used to run from work back to the shop, run to work. So you can see why that didn't exist for a while. What will be bizarre in my back pocket is to give up everything for my career, my sort of professional career, and just dive into the music, dive into the charity. I think that will probably be the most, I don't know if it will be bizarre, but being that we still have young children, it's a big risk, but it's something I am so willing to do, which is why I'm taking baby steps, seeing where the music can take us, and also I wanted to mention that it's part of the proceeds of every music I produce is going towards the Children's Wellness Center we want to build in Africa. And we've actually established companies all over the world. So we've got a company in Nigeria, we've got a charity shop where we sell all my children's used clothes, from designer clothes, name it, all the top level designers that I've bought for them. And we're selling them, and the proceeds, every proceed from that shop is going towards a charity. And then we've got another business where we're teaching first aid to companies, both in the UK and in Nigeria, and Africa want to expand. So we're teaching first aid and CPR, full training of that. We're teaching health and safety in the workplace. So we've got full training of that. And then in the US last year, we opened up a company and started providing PPE. So we were a very big provider of PPE in the state of Virginia. We provided to California, to Maryland, and we've done quite successfully in that. So I know everybody's saying you always have a project. You always have a project. But this most bizarre project now is something I want to hold on to. It's something I want to give up my personal career and just lunge into it at the right time. Once the time is right, I will do that.
All right, Nanaya, and question number two, are you a dog person or a cat person, and do you have any pets of your own?
I think I'm both, actually. I love cats and I love dogs, but I've owned dogs. I've never owned a cat. I think we had a stray cat when I was very little, but I've owned dogs. I absolutely love animals. I own dogs. I'm not a vegetarian. I eat meat. I love my meat. I love my fish, but I've owned fish. We have a turtle in the house. I like little fluffy animals, but dogs are just my heart's desire. So we had a dog. Her name was Fluffy. And I went to work one day and got called that she snuck out of the house because she was so tiny, and my mom was there with our baby that's almost four, and she was looking for her, and apparently she ran out and got hit by a car. So we lost her 3 years ago, and it's been very painful ever since. And even my daughter that's four is saying, "Mommy, are we going to get another dog?" And I'm like, you know what, I need to get over the fact that I lost Fluffy, and then we're going to think about getting another dog. But I think I'm more of a dog person, although I love cats too, but I usually own dogs.
So sorry to hear about your dog. And you know what they say, the best way to get over a dog that's not there anymore is to get another one. So I'm not suggesting anything, just saying. Okay, Nanaya, my next question is, if you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
If I have a choice between two superpowers, that's a good question. Invisible or flying?
Yeah. Tough one.
I think invisible.
Okay.
I think invisible. Because I think flying is fantastic because it's almost like you can reach the stars. But invisible, for me, is real because I believe in God. I'm a very strong Christian, and I love life, and I have faith. And from what I've gone through, trying to have children and all that, I held on to my faith. So, and I don't, you know, God is, for me, is invisible, but he's there. So I would probably, for the super powers, I would go for invisible because of what I believe. But yeah, I think that would be my choice.
All right, and last but not the least, what would you say to your fans?
What would I like to say to my fans? I'll say, go out and listen to my music. When you buy, when you download and listen and enjoy, you're also not just spending your money to buy my music. You're also giving for a good cause. So I put my word to it, a portion of my music will go towards my charity. So the more people buy, the more people download, the more people enjoy the music, you're also giving back. So you don't have to give my money to my Global Giving or to my GoFundMe. Just buy the music, get something for something. So my fans out there, enjoy. I'm gonna bring out more music. I'm gonna entice you of all ages. People are gonna see something fantastic coming out here.
Yes, Nanaya, I'm sure they are. And I would like to thank you so much for your time. It was great having you here on Blaster Talk Show. And I would be very happy to talk to you again anytime.
It's been great, and it's just been an honor. Thank you very much. Thanks, Anna. Thanks.
Okay, everyone, this was Blaster Talk Show. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow Nanaya on her socials and get her music. It's